Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome you all to Dream Chasers Radio. This is your host, Yaya Diamond, and I'm excited to have my guest. But I want to say, first and foremost, thank you for tuning in to Dream Chasers Radio on the Dream Chasers Network, as well as on Bomb Baby Radio in New York City and 97.5 FM Real Community Radio in North Fork, Florida. Thank you all over the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is going to be a wonderful show because it's about progression. It's about going after your goals. It's about starting. And we have a guest here, and I want him to introduce himself and tell you his story. Hello?
Hello. Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead. Tell everybody who you are and what's your story.
Well, my name is Rambo Gidi. I'm from Ethiopia. It's in the east of Africa. I was born in July 29, 1997. My father, he had a store in Ethiopia, but before I was born, my mother got married at 16, so it was a forced marriage. Yeah. And her mom got her to marry at a young age, and she was going to school and high school. So she had to drop out the school. So after I was born to raise me, and then she started working a part-time job just to raise me. And my father, when I turned 1 year old, my father, he went to an army for a country called Eritrea. So I haven't known my father at all for a long time. So I grew up for 9 years with our father. My father came. Yeah, so I grew up with a single mother. My father came after 9 years. But when he came back, my mom used to tell me he used to be he's a really nice guy. She know, even though she didn't know him when she got married, he was a pretty nice man. But when he came back after army, he turned out to be pretty violent. He was violent, but he was also a great businessman. Because before I was even born, he had his own business. After he came back, when my mom was working, he started a business. He opened a store, a restaurant, bar. But he was also pretty violent. And after that, after 4 years she came back, we came to Chicago. I don't know. We like Chicago for some reason. Even though it has bad weather here.
Yeah, I know. I was born there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So so we like the city here. And we didn't want to move to a different city, so so we started living in Chicago. We came here at 2009 after the market crashed. But after 2009, I came here to start school. I started making new friends here. Then I was good until school, eighth grade, I was okay. But I had also had a problem. I had dyslexia, so it was also difficult for me in school. But when I started high school, I went to high school. Was depressing time for me in high school. I really didn't like it. And also school wasn't very good for me. I was failing in school a lot. And I had to go to summer school because I was getting bad grades. My teacher thought I wouldn't be anything in life because of school, I was really bad at it, and my teacher thought I wouldn't graduate at all. So, but I didn't give up. I continued studying, doing my homework, going to a tutor, and even though I have with this the dyslexia, I don't take a pill or anything. I just handle it by just doing being me. Basically, I continue and I graduate high school in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And all my family was there. Thank you. And all my family were there. And most of the people that I didn't even know also were there. And my mom opened a party for me. And there were a lot of people got invited to my graduation party. It was a good experience. And after that, I was also, my passion always been to become a businessman. So I didn't know anything about business. So, but I had regret because people told me like, I don't want to be anything. So I start just to read books. I start reading more books, a lot of books in my free time. And books about success, like Think or Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People. But mostly I will also read about finance. It's better just myself. I start learning about it, so, and I start investing after I graduate from high school. I always knew about investing, stuff like that, but I was too young to do it. So I started investing my future when I was 18. And I joined an online business. And I have met some incredible people that helped me with my businesses. And I even wrote a book called The Magic Blueprint. It's a little book, but I wrote it when I was 18 years old. It's about how the mind works. It's called The Magic Blueprint. Anyways,
wow.
So I'm still going to, right now, I'm still going to colleges. I'm still going to college. And in my time, I also do different kind of investing online. I'm investing in a little startup companies, like outside the United States. I'm start connecting with a lot of mentors that could help me, but also with my business. Now I'm right now. My goal is to work on in the real estate investing. I'm really working on, and I'm connecting with people that who'd already done what I want to do. There is a one person I've been connecting with named Darren Jackron. He is a pretty successful person. He's a really successful commercial investor. He helped me about bookkeeping for my business, get an accounter, he is a pretty successful in his field. He also been a speaker. He's a world class speaker. He's been doing it for over 20 years. His name is Darren Jackson. He's an incredible man. I met, and he's also a corporate trainer. He trained a lot of people over the United States. And he traveled around everywhere in the worldwide. He's an investor, which is, he teach me about, he's the one actually I met when I was 18, who helped me invest in a company. He introduced me to different CEOs and to invest. But he charged by hourly, but he's not just a business. He does not just do for business. He's also a friend. He's a friend of mine. And he helped me invest in companies, because he himself invests in a different, car businesses, companies, and he owned different equity. So he had me on my first equity of 15% and when I was 18.
Wow.
And yeah. So and then he had me invest into different stocks, and so he is a, I started learning from him, and other mentors too. But mostly the reason I like mentor is I feel like it's a shortcut to success, because I feel like if I just don't have a mentor and just keep going in my life by my own, I'll make a lot of mistakes, and I like mistakes, and I feel like I'm learning from my own mistakes, which is good to learn from your own mistake. I feel like it's also important to learn from people that are already successful, who've already been, who failed, and who learned, and who already experienced, already done what I already want. I feel like in anything that you do, it's also important to find someone who already put 10,000 hours in his field. So I like Darren Jackson. He's going to help me now in speaking. I'm working on it right now, but he's been helping me the whole time with investing. I trust him, because he gave me a lot of knowledge that helped me, and he gave me result with my credit score. When I was 18, my credit score were less than 400. Now more than,
wow.
It was really bad. Now my credit score are more than 700 now. It'll improve over a couple months. And he is a professional, so he helped me a lot. And so I also got a different mentors. And I liked what I like to do every time I like to help people. I like giving money to people that that need. I'm helping right now in Africa. It's cool. I'm giving money, sending them money every month from here to Africa to help with the African children, and for food. I just help people. I like helping people, and I'm always also I'm very curious person, and I like to learn a lot. That's why I read a lot of books. And I feel like books are very, very important because it gives you a path way to life. You could also, like a mentor, you could learn a lot of things from people, from books.
I just want to ask you, with everything that you've done so far, and you have come such a long way, and I congratulate you for doing what you do, and not letting other people tell you, you know, and then take it to heart. Like you said, no, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to do this, and I don't care what kind of whatever you say I have, it's going to be okay. I'm going to learn. And you learned it through books. You went to school. You graduated. Congratulations. You have a
Thank
mentor.
You.
You're investing. Congratulations. These are all just different goals that you've attained. And I wanted to find out, when you hear people say that you can't, how does that make you feel? Does it make you feel like you need to go harder, that you need to learn more?
Yeah, when they say I cannot do something, it even makes me want to do it more. It's because when the people, some people said I can't do it, I think that I feel like they can, it's because they can't do it themselves. It just.
Hello?
Yes?
Go ahead.
In my life, the people tell me that I cannot do something, whether in school. My teacher told me that I cannot be, it will take me over 20 years just to graduate my school. Because of my disability, but I actually proved them wrong. I graduated in here. I already graduated, so it's important not to listen to naysayers and to stay away from them also. If you surround with them, they're gonna ruin your life. I think it's important to stay with positive people that will encourage you and help you. That's why I start to start surrounding myself with pretty successful people. I go to seminars to to learn things and also to read books, because I heard a quote once said by Jim Rohn, you are one of the five people you surround yourself with. So whether the investing or the whatever that I have done, I did it because of the people that helped me. And mile on the way, people tell me that I can do. Sometimes even my parents, my family members, they even tell me that I can do something. But I do it not because they want me to do, because of what I want to do it.
Right.
I feel, and whether in anything in life, if people like have a dream, it's important to the first people that will try to let them down are their family members, and it's important to not to tell their dreams to people that will not support them. Only tell their dreams to people that will support them and help them to achieve the other dreamers or the other people who have the same goal as them.
I agree with that. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, you've had a wonderful, wonderful, so far, life where you come out of things. And I know that may not seem like a wonderful life, but you have something to help others. You know, you have experience. Like you and me, we both have experiences different, but they're experiences. And they're good so that we can teach others, you know, so we can help others. And you said you like helping. That's awesome. So where can people reach you? Is there, like, do you have a social media? Do you have a website?
Yeah, people can go to Ramble Giddy. That's my favorite, Facebook page. Or they could go to my Instagram to this is Ramble Giddy. It's RAMBOGIDEY. That's my Instagram account.
Okay. And I will definitely put that up for people to get to, and that's Instagram, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put that up, and we're going to also air this this show tonight on the main network and also put it up on our 97.5 FM. People need to hear this. People need to hear your story, because people give up, you know, and this is something we don't want. We don't want people to give up. Just because they may have something that may slow them down doesn't mean that they're going to be completely incapable of doing it. It's just going to take a little bit more effort or maybe learning a little different than everybody else, but you can still do it. And I want to thank you, Rambo, for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to talk again later.
Yes.
Awesome. So you got to come back on the show and let us know about your progress. And thank you so much again for being on the show, man. I appreciate it. Your story is amazing.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. All right, so I'll talk to you soon. This is what I'm talking about. People who overcome, people who don't let the naysayers tell them what they can and cannot do. We need to get over it and do what we know we can do. If you know you can do something, if you know you have the gift and the talent to do it, maybe it's something that you never thought you could do because other people kept telling you you couldn't. But I'm telling you that there's always a way. I want to thank you for tuning in to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yaya Diamond. We're going to go ahead and continue on the main line here. This has been another subsidiary of the Red Hat Reality Entertainment, LLC. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Again, it's been wonderful. It's been real. And don't ever forget to dare to be different. And I take it back to the main office, to me in the main studio.